There's no other way to besiege Riveron. Yet still, that will be their undoing. 2,000 or 3,000 horse.
The Kingslayer has us 3 to 1, said Galbert Glover.
True enough, Sir Brynden said. Yet there is one thing Sir Jamie lacks.
Yes, Rob asked.
Patience.
Their host was greater than it had been when they left the Twins. Lord Jason Mallister had brought his power out from Seaguard to join them, as they swept around the headwaters of the Blue Fork and galloped south, and others had crept forth as well. Hedge knights, and small lords, and masterless men-at-arms who had fled north when her brother Edmure's army was shattered beneath the walls of Riveron. They had driven their horses as hard as they dared to reach this place before Jaime Lannister had word of their coming. And now the hour was at hand. Catelyn watched her son mount up. Oliver Frere held his horse for him, Lord Walder's son, 2 years older than Rob, and 10 years younger and more anxious. He strapped Rob's shield in place and handed up his helm. When he lowered it over the face she loved so well, a tall young knight sat on his grey stallion where her son had been. It was dark among the trees, where the moon did not reach. When Rob turned his head to look at her, she could see only black inside his visor.